Lifestyles programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in the studio with Stephen Pickford, and we're discussing Flint, Michigan. Steve, you stayed there, birthplace of General Motors. A lot of really fantastic memories and really some interesting things that you've seen there. Renaissance.
It's a real Renaissance city. I really enjoyed my recent visit to Flint and the rest of Genesee County, and joining us on the line to discuss Flint and all there is to see and do there for a great weekend getaway is Jerry Preston, the president of the Flint Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome to Travel World, Jerry.
Jerry, you still with us?
I hear the wind whistling through the wire.
Jerry, we can't hear you. Well, Steve, while we're waiting for Jerry to respond, tell us a little bit about your trip to Flint. I mean, it's one of these places that you may not think of on you know, the
very first. Totally wouldn't have thought of going to Flint, but when I got there, I was so pleasantly surprised. There is so much to see and do there, and the people were so friendly, outgoing, really glad and happy that somebody was visiting.
Well, you know, that's one of the neat things that we've always encountered whenever we do go on a trip or we travel someplace, is the people are just so absolutely fantastic with us. But this particular place holds some particular area fond memories. I mean, you remember when Made in America meant something, and this is like the whole cradle of the whole thing. I remember reading a book that was almost required reading in management classes. It was My Years with General Motors, Alfred P. Sloan and Charles Kettering in the days. So tell me a little bit about what you learned about all that.
Well, I just, you know, they have the Flint Cultural Center, and it's like a 30-acre campus. It's like you could really walk to it from where I stayed at the Holiday Inn Express in downtown Flint, and it put together all of their major cultural institutions in one area. And I first started off at the Flint Institute of Art, and you walk in, and this is like the second largest art museum in the state of Michigan, and very much you walk through it, and it's well-detailed, easy to understand captions to the pictures, to the paintings, to the pieces of art, to the sculpture. So it's not, they're not talking down to you. This is easy to understand and a great introduction to somebody who may not have that much knowledge about art, but really wants to sit down and enjoy. Then right across the street, the Sloan Museum. Sloan Museum looks at the history of Flint, going back to the days of the Indians being developed in the area, why people initially came to Flint for the lumber industry, and then how that developed into using that lumber to build carriages, and then the carriages into the founding of General Motors. So that gave you a good overview of what happened in the area. And I could have spent 3-4 hours at the Sloan Museum, and that was like a real great introduction. So do we have Jerry on the line?
We do.
Oh, Jerry Preston is the president of the Flint Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and I was just saying before you got on the line with my co-host Willem here, what a pleasant surprise Flint was. You know, maybe people wouldn't necessarily think of going to Flint for a weekend getaway, but this is a city, an area that is experiencing a revitalization, a new, renewed community spirit, and I could see that and feel that from all the people that I was talking to, the people involved in the hospitality industry and at the front desk at the Holiday Inn Express, the waiters, the waitresses, the people at the museums. This is a city that is looking towards the future.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. We've been working very hard on trying to make ourselves a city that's welcome to visitors. And we've got some really unique assets in our community. You know, the entire cultural center, which you visited, is there because of the fact that General Motors started in Flint and Genesee County. And because General Motors wanted these cultural assets for their employees and their executives, they were all put together on one campus that was originally part of the Mott estate, the Charles Stewart Mott estate, which then divided in, as you know, to the cultural center activities, including the Sloan Museum, the Flint Institute of Arts, the Flint Institute of Music, Longway Gallery, all of that.
And that's what I was saying before you came on the air. We started off our journey looking at the museums, going to the cultural center, and these were eye-openers because, first of all, the Flint Institute of Art, very, very well endowed and very unique and well positioned with its collection, a smallish collection, but you could spend a good hour, 2 hours experiencing it, and very open and friendly and welcoming to the community at large. And then at the Sloan Museum, giving you that great overview of how Flint and the area developed.
Well, Well, as you know, the Sloan Museum's just had a $20 million expansion, and I'm sorry, the Flint Institute of Arts has had a $20 million expansion, and the new Chihuly exhibit that was, were you there when the Chihuly exhibit
it
was
had
there?
It had just ended, but there were still some remnants of it actually at the airport, which we'll get to that later as well. Beautiful airport and very convenient as well, but talking about the cultural center, they have those roving exhibits. We had a whole list. Reasons to come back to Flint because of the exhibits that come through the Flint Institute of Art.
Well, and the new Chihuly centerpiece is up now.
That I did see, yes.
It is just gorgeous, as we say. And, of course, right across the street is the Flint Institute of Music. You know, the Flint Symphony Orchestra is one of the finest orchestras around with Enrique Demack, who conducts the orchestra. But it also is the summer home of the Joffrey Ballet. For 3 weeks in the summer, young ballerinas and what do they call guys that are, you know, men anyway, that are trying to be in the ballet, to come and study under Joffrey, about 110 of them this last year.
And that creates a whole learning atmosphere because Flint has, part of the revitalization, has become a college university town. What is it, 30,000 students in the area?
Well, then that is also quite interesting because we have five colleges, and this year, the University of Michigan, the Flint branch of the University of Michigan, added dorm rooms for the first time in its history, and so there were 230 beds over in the new dorm rooms, and that was last year at the campus, and then this year, there's been a hotel that's been converted into dorm rooms, so we're becoming quickly a college town, and we've been a college town for some time, but now we've got out-of-town students that are in.
And those people come in and they create a vibrancy, which has led as well to restaurants and shops opening up in downtown and bringing that back to life.
Well, they do. And of course, being so close to the cultural center, they have the opportunity to take advantage of all the assets of the cultural center and then just turn the other direction. And we've got some new restaurants and new activities going downtown. We've got three brand new restaurants that are really adding a vibrancy to downtown. But also there's some new engineering firms that have moved downtown. Rowe Engineering has taken three buildings and converted them into a single office space for about 105 engineers. And right across the street is Wade Trim, another civil engineering firm that has about 80 or 90 employees downtown. So that adds, again, to the mix of what's happening.
And we saw a number of the old homes in Carriagetown. You can take a walking tour of Carriagetown. This is where the carriage company, basically the birthplace of General Motors, really took place. And those buildings are being restored. There are incentives for people to move back into the downtown core and revitalize their neighborhood.
Well, there is. And of course, the Durant Dort office building was the first office building that eventually morphed into General Motors because the Durant Dort Carriage Company was the foundation that Billy Durant took and used as he pulled together General Motors after Buick came into the fold and then Chevrolet came into the fold. And in fact, in 2008, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of General Motors. And 2011, we'll celebrate the 100th anniversary of Chevrolet. We, in 2003, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of Buick. So it's kind of an interesting legacy.
That's going to be one major celebration of the 100th anniversary of Chevrolet, one of the single most loved brand of automobile around the world.
Well, and it's also kind of interesting because in 2011 or late 2010 is when the Chevy Volt, the new all-electric Chevrolet vehicle, is supposed to come online and be available for purchase.
So this is going to be the whole renaissance of the entire automotive industry. I mean, most loved brand and probably one of the finest cars ever built.
Well, and you know, we think Buick was probably the finest car ever built because that started the whole legacy in Genesee County, and then Louis Chevrolet came along after David Buick and got involved in all of that. But, you know, this Chevy Volt is really quite a revolutionary car. And of course, Flint is a benefit in that four of the factories in town will be involved in some form or another in building parts for that, the biggest part being, of course, the engine. The engine is being built at the Chevrolet or the Flint assembly plant, and it's also not only used to drive the generator for the electric car, but it's also going to be the same engine that's used in the new Chevy Cruze, which will be a very fuel-efficient small car.
And for lovers of cars, as part of the Sloan Museum, they have the Buick Gallery, and it's the world's largest collection of vintage and experimental Buicks. So you can do a self-guided tour there and spend 30 minutes, an hour, and you're stepping back in time, and these are beautifully restored automobiles.
Well, and if you own an older Buick, or in fact a Buick of any vintage, all the archives for Buick are there. You can go back in your 1920 Buick, get the information about what the starter was, the engine, or various parts if you're trying to restore a car. All the drawings and archives are there, and it goes all the way back, in fact, to Boss Kettering, who developed the electric starter for cars, and whom Kettering University, which was formerly General Motors Institute, is now named.
Well, we're speaking. We're speaking today with Jerry Preston of the Flint Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and we're going to continue on past the break because there's so much interesting things to see and do in Flint and Genesee County. We haven't even touched on some of them, so stay listening across America via satellite to the Travel World Radio Show today, talking about Flint, Michigan.
Flint, Michigan, and the Renaissance, and all the great automotive history that you'll find there. Stay tuned following the break. This is Willem Backus and the Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heartrending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website. Site at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in the studio with Stephen Pickford, and we're discussing Flint, Michigan and your most recent trip there.
Yes, I was there a few weeks ago and talking today with Jerry Preston, the president of the Flint Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Jerry, for fans of railroading history, Flint is also a great area to visit. I visited the Durand Union Station, the Michigan Railroad History Museum. Very pleasant afternoon there with the artifacts. And your area is just celebrating 30 years of direct rail service to and from Chicago.
Well, it's actually 35 years to and from Chicago. And in fact, last Wednesday was the 35th anniversary of the Blue Water service from Port Huron to Chicago. And we were fortunate enough to be a part of that and boarded the train and rode into Lansing with a bunch of our legislators. And it's a very pleasant experience and a great way to get from Chicago to Flint or vice versa.
And, of course, when you take the train, you just sit back and lean back and watch the scenery go by, and you arrive in Flint. I stayed at downtown at the Holiday Inn Express, which is a beautiful hotel, and we'll be talking about that more in the coming weeks, but it placed me in a nice central location. They have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week shuttle bus within a 5-mile radius, so if you don't feel like driving, they'll take you around to downtown and to the cultural center and some of the museums, and no matter you want to go to the pharmacy late at night or what have you, hey, they'll take you around. So Holiday Inn Express, great service there, and a great breakfast buffet with cinnamon buns and omelets and eggs, a varied menu, and friendly, hospitable service. Holiday Inn Express in downtown Flint, the campus area. Food is also a big part of our experiences on a trip. And
you said something about a Coney Island hot dog.
Yeah, I had a Coney Island hot dog. There are lots of places all with their own unique style of Coney Island hot dogs in Flint. Tell us a bit more about what a Coney Island hot dog is and some of the varieties you can experience as you munch your way around Flint.
Well, you know, when I arrived here 15 years ago today, and I came here from New York City to Flint from New York, they told me that Flint invented the Coney Island. Now, I know where Coney Island is,
oh,
and
yeah.
I've been there, and I understand that. But it has a direct lineage to Coney Island. As you know, on Coney Island, one of the individuals took a sausage and put it in a bun and put some chili on it, and it became known as a Coney Island. Well, the Greeks took that from there to Genesee County, New York, and then as they settled from Genesee County or the New York end of Flint, Michigan, they also settled the county and named the county Genesee County in Flint in Michigan. And so Flint is actually in Genesee County, and several of the other cities around us are similar to those in Genesee County, New York. We have Flushing and Fenton, and those are all replicas of cities in Genesee County. Well, that's how the Coney Island came, but when it finally arrived in Flint, the Greeks had it, and there were at one time over 100 Coney Island restaurants, and it becomes a question of when you say a Coney Island, are you talking about a restaurant or are you talking about the food, the hot dog? In our phone book, of course, we have Italian and Chinese and German cuisine, but we also have Coney Island.
Well, you can spend like a different lunch every day and try. People are very, you know, enthusiastic and eloquent as to saying which is their favorite. So that is part of the Flint experience for sure. And it's something fun for kids to do, because you're also a city and a county with plenty of parks, plenty of fun things for children. We visited Crossroads Village and took the narrow gauge Huckleberry Railroad using the steam engine from the old Denver and Rio Grande Western, and that's a lot of fun.
Well, and that's another thing that kind of has a misnomer, too. People think Huckleberry Railroad and they think of the cartoon, but actually it became the Huckleberry Railroad because it was part of the interurban transportation system that went from Saginaw to Detroit. And they would stop at about where Crossroads Village is to get water for the train, and passengers would get off the train and pick huckleberries. And that's how it got known as the Huckleberry Railroad.
Well, that's fun because different times of the year you have activities for children. They were doing a pre-Halloween walk around, and they have coming up, you have the Christmas lights display, and it becomes like a magical time for children, and that's fun and keeps them amused.
Well, it's really nice because it's set back in the 1860s, and of course, my children and others don't recognize you just can't flip on a light switch and get light in the 1860s. That you just don't turn on a switch, a thermostat, and get heat. You've got to, you know, light the kerosene lamp, and you've got to cut wood and stoke it in a stove to keep warm and et cetera. And it is a very nice recreation of the 1860s village. And not, in addition to the narrow gauge railroad that you described, is also the Genesee Belle, which is a paddle boat. It's a Huck Finn type paddle boat, and these kinds of boats were used to move passengers around Lake Erie and Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, as they people used that as the major way of transportation.
And a visit to Flint would not be complete without going maybe half an hour north, sort of Frankenmuth and the Bavarian Inn for one of the famous chicken dinners. And you know, I'm not a big eater of squash, but this had to be the best squash with the way they did it with the extra sugar. It was really, really tasty. You eat the family style chicken dinner, that's part of the tradition. And entering town, there's all the Christmas decorations and the Christmas shops. That's a nice afternoon, evening excursion from Flint.
Well, we call it Mini Bavaria. You know, it is Little Bavaria right in Michigan, and it's probably the most popular tourist attraction in the entire state. And you literally step right into Germany when you step onto the streets of Frankenmuth and enjoy not only the chicken dinners, but also the adult beverage that Germans are famous for, various kinds of beers.
they were celebrating Oktoberfest through the entire month, and people are coming there for the pastries, the candies, the shops. It's like a touch of Europe in Michigan.
Well, and what's really exciting, a fellow named Wally Bronner years ago started a little Christmas store selling Christmas items, and now it's the world's largest Christmas store, and they celebrate Christmas 364 days a year. The only days they're closed are Christmas.
I guess you wouldn't be buying, you'd really be looking at buying your Christmas gifts and your Christmas decorations pretty late if you were doing it right on Christmas Day. So I guess they deserve a break on Christmas Day. And of course, getting around the entire area is very easy. We had a car from Enterprise Rent-A-Car, so they'll come and pick you up, and you don't have to try to find their location. They're right at the airport, but if you decide you need a car when you're staying at the Holiday Inn Express and you say, I want to go at a different time than their complimentary shuttle goes, well, Enterprise will come and pick you up.
At 1-800-RENT-A-CAR.
Number very easy to remember.
Who could forget a number like that?
No, well, I know a few people, but that's why we have a sponsor that helps you remember things.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm glad you guys had such a great time here.
Oh, I really did. And, of course, to make it, you know, we did a drive around in a Buick, so I think that was very fitting. Even though they may not be made at the local factory any longer, it was very fitting that a Buick was used to drive around Flint and Genesee County.
Flagship of General Motors.
We still make the engines for the Buick here.
Oh, perfect. So nice, smooth-running engine, I will say that. It didn't stall on me, and it was a beautiful car.
The problem would be...
As I said, we make the engines for most of the General Motors cars here, as well as we also manufacture all the Chevrolet HD crew cab trucks and the GMC Sierra crew cab trucks.
And Flint is one of those easy to get to cities. You have the crossroads of interstate highways, east, west, north, south, but also very accessible by air. You have flights in there from AirTran, and you have connecting flights from Detroit, Atlanta, and a beautiful little airport that is so easy to get around, in and out in like 5-10 minutes.
Well, we're really pleased and proud of our airport and the direct service we do have from the various cities that come in, and the convenience that if you are flying in, particularly if you're on business, you can quickly grab a rent-a-car right there at the terminal, not have to be shuttled somewhere else, and then be on your way. And it works very, very well. And we had over 1 million passengers through the airport last year.
Well, that's a testament that it's working efficiently, and that there's businesses happening in Flint and Genesee County, and visitors are coming. And I certainly did. I enjoyed myself immensely. I would go back. I mean, I get the newsletter from your convention bureau, and our listeners can subscribe to that. Get in contact with the bureau. Your number is 810-232-8900. www.visitflint.org, and keep up to date with all of the events and plan their visits accordingly as to what's happening at the museums and art events, galleries, visiting artists, shows, entertainment.
And as a big fan of Charles Kettering and the copper-cooled engine and all the technologies that made General Motors and the automotive industry famous, is Definitely.
Well, if you're really into automobiles, the third weekend in August is the time to come because we have a huge car show. We had over 25,000 cars and 250,000 people down for the show this year.
Now I'm salivating.
Oh, boy.
You know, that's definitely the one place to be. You know, it's really nice to see how towns across America in the last 10 years have really gone through a renaissance, and it's now something really enjoyable. Take a nice little road trip, fly in. But Flint, Michigan, definitely, Stephen.
Yep, Flint, Michigan. www.visitflint.org. Highly recommended for weekend getaways, close to home, easy to get to, easy to get around. And people who, when you get there, really appreciate your business, really happy to welcome you. And on my agenda, a high Travel World recommendation. Jerry Preston is the president of the Flint Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Thanks for your hospitality, Jerry, during our recent visit. And all the best. Thanks for joining us today on Travel World.
Well, thanks for coming, and come on back.
Thanks for joining us. This is Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite, and our visit to Flint, Michigan. Stay tuned, and happy traveling, everybody.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show via satellite.